For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Three people are dead and four injured after gunfire broke out at a Torrance, California bowling alley late Friday night. Torrance police say they're still investigating the incident at the Gable House Bowl. In a video posted by Instagram user Listro Tech, Dana Scott, who was inside the bowling alley when the shooting started, says it began when a fight among a group of women escalated.
We started running to the back of the bowling alley and on the floor and between the lanes and between the cushions and the benches and behind the chairs.
All of the victims were male. A woman in a vegetative state for the past 10 years has given birth at the Hacienda Healthcare Facility in Phoenix. Loved ones of other nursing home residents are now wary.
They have now monitors in the hallways, checking everybody's rooms, making sure there's somebody that shouldn't be in the room, shouldn't be in there. Now they're giving out badges.
Her son lives there. He has muscular dystrophy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A U.S. airstrike in Yemen has targeted a terrorist that many have called the mastermind of the USS Cole bombing that killed 17 sailors in 2000. John Clements has more.
The precision U.S. airstrike in Yemen targeted Jamal al-Badawi. Pentagon officials will now have to have confirmation from DNA testing before they can declare al-Badawi deceased. 17 U.S. sailors were killed in October 2000 while serving our nation aboard the guided missile destroyer USS Cole when it was in dock in Aden Harbor. Al-Qaeda claimed they were behind the bomb attack, but also wounded dozens of other U.S. sailors.
There are reports that TSA screeners at several major airports have been calling in sick because they're not getting paid during the government shutdown. At Manchester-Boston Regional Airport in New Hampshire, TSA union leader David Boucher tells ABC his screeners are on the job.
We are required to work regardless, because the TSA mission, of course, is to get passengers on planes.
The TSA posted a statement on Twitter saying it's monitoring the situation. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One Democrat is raising eyebrows with colorful language regarding President Trump. USA's Wendy King has more.
Democrat Rashida Tlaib of Michigan said President Trump should be impeached like this.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother...
Speaker Nancy Pelosi with this during a town hall on MSNBC.
Generationally, that would not be language I would use.
Sure.
But nonetheless, I don't think we should make a big deal of it. I really don't. I really don't. That's probably the way people talk.
The president said her comments were disgraceful.
The topic of this week's Democratic Weekly Address, no surprise, the partial government shutdown, delivered by Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen.
This government shutdown is part of a larger pattern of a president who puts his personal whims and his effort to score political points before the needs of the American people. Fortunately, with Democrats taking control of the House of Representatives, we have a new path forward to end the Trump shutdown. The good news is that right after they were sworn in on Thursday, the House Democrats quickly passed two bills to keep the government open. One bill would fund the Department of Homeland Security at current levels, the same level President Trump previously signed into law, until February 8th, and give the Congress and the President time to try to resolve their differences over the best approach to border security.
The House passed bills on pause until an agreement with the President. So, as the stalemate continues, there's no end in sight to the partial shutdown, which is affecting hundreds of thousands of federal workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.